Hallelujah. Glory to God. Christ in us, the hope of glory. There is nothing that represents a greater threat, is more frightening to the whole host of hell, than sound doctrine teaching about the glory of Messiah. And yet any faithful minister of the gospel knows that teaching on the glory of Messiah without firm foundation in the fear of God sets people up to crash and burn. But what a time to look into the glory of Messiah, into this mystery of the ages, than after a season of seeking God's grace in repentance, seeking to get the leaven of pride and vanity and hypocrisy and envy and sin and iniquity cast out, self-will put down and submitted to God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Messiah. Hallelujah. For even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We know that there will be war in heaven when Satan and all his demon hordes will be cast down to earth. The first place we should expect to find them is in the churches. There's coming a time when the apostasy, the departure from the truth in the churches, will be so great and complete that those who are hearing the Spirit of truth will hear him saying, "Come out of her, my people," and commanding his people to withdraw themselves from such false teachers that suppose that gain is godliness. And there's strong witnesses, confirming witnesses, in Revelation 18:4, 1 Timothy 6:5, when they suppose that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself, and the whole third chapter of 2 Timothy. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Yeah, we're in those perilous times. And we're encouraged to seek the Lord for his understanding and his wisdom and his interpretation and his application of the Scriptures. The Scriptures were all written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. They were written especially for us who would see the ends of the world come. The Scriptures contain all things that pertain to life and godliness. We do not need new prophetic words or visions. In all our getting, we need to get understanding of the Scriptures. The prophetic Scriptures apply to right now, in our time, to that generation upon whom the ends of the earth have come. And if nobody's told you, I'm telling you now, that's you and me, brethren. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness and the Spirit of truth. He will never contradict the Word of God. He will always convict us of sin, but he will never condemn us. He will always get us to agree with God, to get the sin covered by the blood of Yeshua, and to get his help to stop sinning. Spiritual truths can only be spiritually discerned as we depend upon the Holy Spirit for our direction. And we should remind ourselves that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our enemy does not consist of our fellow man. Rather, the evil influences released in the earth that operates through mankind, setting themselves against the purposes of God. We need to know the purposes of God. The times of this ignorance God may have winked at, but now, I hope you hear me, now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The Apostle Paul tells us that in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We need to understand that the religious spirit is so much like the Holy Spirit of the Lord in relation not only to feelings, but also in supernatural manifestations. We are told in the last days in particular, deceiving spirits would deceive the very elect, if possible. The counterfeit spirit is abominable from the Lord's perspective. The counterfeit spirit is abominable from the Lord's perspective. To the natural eye, the religious spirit attempts to operate so close to the manner of the Holy Spirit that it would be unrecognizable unless spiritually discerned. That discernment is impossible apart from the Word of God. And thankfully, the Lord communicates to us the distinguishable character of this destructive enemy of our souls and the fruit that it bears. This spirit can be found in Isaiah 66, verses 15 to 18. Attempting to lead the people into the divine presence by an unlawful means, resulting in the judgment of God. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by the sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. The religious spirit directs the people to sanctify themselves, but only in their minds or emotions, ministering to them the flesh of swine and mice. These two biblically unclean animals represent unsanctified nourishment presented to the people through the soul of man rather than the Holy Spirit. And these could depict intellectual knowledge and opinions of the Scriptures apart from the divine revelation released through the Spirit of Truth. And this is abominable in the sight of the Lord. And this could also be through the emotions. And no matter how good it may feel, it is an abomination. The primary purpose of the religious spirit is to veil the minds of those without faith. Yes, you see, faith is belief plus the Holy Ghost. And they've got a spirit. And to be sure, they think it's the Holy Spirit. But it's a counterfeit spirit, and that means they are without faith, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Messiah, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The light of the gospel of the glory of Messiah. Glory to God. This type of leadership will preach the sufferings of Messiah, but not the glory. Hello? This should be ringing bells with a lot of people. This type of leadership will preach the sufferings of Messiah, but not the glory. Any great movies lately? They will preach Messiah crucified, but not Messiah risen and the power of his resurrection. There's a recent movie that graphically, most detailed, showed a preaching of Messiah crucified, but not risen in the power of his resurrection. As a matter of fact, they showed his resurrection in nakedness and shame. They will even preach the gospel of the grace of God, but not the gospel of the glory of Messiah. It is the preaching of the glory of Messiah that produces the greatest enmity from Satan, and that for which he has worked so diligently to keep veiled from the eyes of the church. Simply having a zeal for God is not sufficient. It must be zeal accompanied with divine truth, according to Romans 10:2-3. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, At even then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we? What are we that you murmur against us? And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. The cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. I'm going to say it again. And the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now, brethren, I hope you hear this, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And now, let's go back to the foundations of understanding this glory of God. And he said, I beseech thee. Moses said unto the Lord, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar, and offer thy sin offering, and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself, and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them, as the Lord commanded. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation, and came out, and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and a mightier than they. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering, and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700 beside them that died after the manner of Korah. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? Must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod, he smote the rock twice, and water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. All brethren, we must sanctify the Lord in the sight of the people. And we must do it according as God has said. He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set him among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep his feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice in all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake, that we may declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes glad the heart of his holy people, and terrifies the heart of the wicked. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon us. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, and girdeth me with gladness, so that with all my strength, and all my might, and all my being, that I may sing, shout, and dance praise to thee, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. O Yah, Yahweh Elohim, Adonai Yeshua, be exalted above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. In God is my salvation, Adonai Mashiach, my glory, Adonai Yeshua, the rock of my salvation, and my refuge is Elohim El Shaddai. O Elohim, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lift up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. And no unrighteousness is in him. Lazarus spent a good part of his life ministering in Cyprus, because after the crucifixion, after that the Lord had raised him from the dead, he was a marked man in Israel. And the Lord said, when it was reported to him that his friend Lazarus was ill, sick, the Lord said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Oh, and we think of Stephen, when he, being filled with the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing. Yes, Jesus got up from his seat at the right hand of the Father, and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Oh, glory to God, saints. Precious is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord. Stephen saw him. Stephen, the first martyr, saw him standing. Oh, glory to God. For if Abraham were justified by works, brethren, then he might have something to glory about. But even if that be the case, not before God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, and oh, it's a treasure. Yes, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption, until the redemption of the purchased possession. You've been bought with a price, and you have the earnest of our inheritance, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that is, that seal of the Holy Spirit of promise is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory, no other, unto the praise of his glory, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory, that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Oh, brethren, he is soon to come. And when he shall come, he is coming to be glorified in his saints. and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, glory to God, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Oh, hallelujah. Even Jesus said, I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, the Lord Jesus said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Brethren, think about Stephen, that first martyr. He, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing, hallelujah, Jesus standing on the right hand. He got up from his position seated at Father's right hand. He saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Oh, glory to God. I hope you see it. I hope you see how glorious this is, saints. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Hallelujah. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Do you hear it, saints? For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Oh, hallelujah. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now, he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, saint, what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his mighty power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, not feigned affection, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all fullness of God. Oh, hallelujah. Like Jesus said so many times, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. Oh, yeah, Jesus said it many times to different people. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Saints, just don't forget whose power it is and for whom that power is manifest, for whose glory that power is manifest. Never forget whose power it is and for whose glory that power is manifest. Let me give you some motivation not to forget that. Remember Herod? Immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Yeah, Moses didn't speak to the rock, did he? Must we bring water forth for you? Oh, brethren, God is jealous for his glory. He will not share his glory with another, and I bless God he is jealous for his glory. Don't forget it, saints. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. You see, it's of the Father. It was the Father's will to send Yeshua to redeem us. All glory to God. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Glory to God, saints. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Eternal glory, yes, you heard it right. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It's a faithful saying. It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Brethren, the Word of God says that in times past, God may have spoken unto us at various times and in diverse manners by his prophets. But in these last days hath spoken unto us by his Son, whose name is called the Word of God, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whose name is called the Word of God. In these last days, God will speak to you by his Son, whose name is called the Word of God, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and the upholding of all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, hallelujah, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. All right. Don't you want to be like Stephen? Oh, he saw Jesus. But we see Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, saints. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. We don't see him in the shame of nakedness, like the movie showed, no. We see him crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Oh, hallelujah. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, brethren, it's to him. It is to him. Now unto him that is able. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, glory to God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory. Oh, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages without end. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke of when Isaiah saw his glory. Jesus said when Isaiah saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless. Oh, hallelujah. Nevertheless, Jesus said, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Oh, hallelujah. That's sad. Brethren, how many today have we seen seeking after the praise of men rather than seeking after the praise of God? Oh, man. Paul saw his glory. And Paul said, when I could not see for the glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, Paul got blinded by the glory. Oh, Paul was permanently astonished. Paul was permanently astonished by the glory. And he said, when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came to Damascus. Yeah, he was blinded by the glory and permanently astonished by the glory of God. Hallelujah. And when Paul saw the glory of the Lord, when the Lord told Paul that it was Jesus, the body of Christ, that it was Jesus, the I Am, when Paul got permanently astonished, this is what he heard. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And Paul was permanently astonished, and he did what he was told. And what he was told was, rise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. Oh, Paul was sent. He got permanently astonished, and he was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. Why was he sent? To open their eyes. Here's Paul getting blinded by the glory, and the one who sent him said, "This is why I send you, to open their eyes, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins." Saints, have you received forgiveness of sins? "And inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Glory to God, saints. That's what Paul was sent to open their eyes. Sent by the Lord, permanently astonished, blinded by the glory, and sent to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified. Present tense, brethren. Which are sanctified by faith that is in Christ Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua. Oh, hallelujah. And he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He remained permanently astonished. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Oh, yeah, most people think we sound like we're from another planet or something, because we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto, catch this, saint, our glory. Oh, yeah, I didn't make that up. No, I didn't make a mistake, no. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. None of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Oh, hallelujah. But as it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." And he said unto me, he said unto Paul, he said unto you. Has he said unto you, like he said unto Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Oh, yes. Have you heard him say it to you, saint? "My grace is sufficient." Have you been persecuted? Have you been reproached? Have you been in necessities? Have you been in distresses for Christ's sake? Not talking to your own sake. I'm talking for Christ's sake. Have you been there? Just remember, like Paul learned, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Watch out. Watch out, saints, when you think you got nothing left. Glory to God. Oh, many of the time, the devil thought he had done us in. Guess what? The devil's done in. That's the truth. And all of the agents that he inspires to do us evil, when we are totally out of strength, in absolute weakness, when his agents do believe they have totally, totally taken us down, taken us apart, and done us in, that's when you see the glory of God manifest, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in us, Christ in you. This is the mystery of the ages, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. For it became him, it became Jesus, it was becoming of God, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. Oh yes, that's what he's doing. He is the King of glory, and he's bringing many sons unto glory, for it became him. Oh, it's very becoming what he did. Oh, it's so becoming what he did. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons and daughters. Batzion's, you're in there too. Glory to God. In bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. If our captain suffered, what makes us think we're exempt? To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, glory to God, saying, I will declare thy name among my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, and brethren, we see today a sad thing, zealous people becoming spiritual fruitcakes, all bound up with religious spirits instead of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual fruitcakes, that's what I call them, running around with some special magic word like some occultist saying abracadabra, running around with some special pronunciation of some word, getting all tickled by religious spirits that they think is the Holy Spirit, when our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, who was the only one who could pay the price to give us the privilege to pray as he taught us to pray, that we have the privilege to call the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ our Father by the Spirit of adoption and by the redemption price that was paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, and they've got another name. Spiritual fruitcakes is what I call them. And now, O Father, Jesus said, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had before the world was. Oh, hallelujah, saints. Read John 17. Thy word is truth. Jesus Christ is the truth personified. Oh, it all fits together. He has sanctified us and given us the name that is above any name. Oh, and we have the privilege to surname ourselves with his great name, his holy name. He is the Holy One of Israel. He revealed himself to the world as the God of Israel. There can be no God that is God other than the God of Israel. Oh, he's going to do some great things, saints. And it's not for some hard-headed, stiff-necked people. No, he's going to do it for the glory of his great and holy name that we have the privilege to surname ourselves with, Israel, the God of Israel. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had before the world was. Jesus said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. I don't know about you, saint, but the name that my Lord and King Yeshua gave me is the name that he manifested to the apostles. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Oh, the angels couldn't manifest such a privileged name. No, only Jesus, only Yeshua could call God Father. Only Jesus, the Son, could call God the Father, his Father. He said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray. Oh, glory to God. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. He says, and now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they, that's you and me, saints, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not. Don't miss it, saint. Jesus said to the Father, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world. You think he wants to have this preterm La La Land rapture doctrine? I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. This is the will of God, saint, even your sanctification. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them that hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name. Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ ever called him anything other than Father or Abba? The angels couldn't do that. How did he teach us to pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, glory to God. Jesus said, I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Israel, I'm talking to the family of God. Israel, why has he done these great and wonderful things? That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. Oh, yeah. That he may make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Hallelujah. Even us. Yes, yes, even us. Yeah, we're the vessels of mercy. Are you a vessel of mercy? Huh? Hallelujah. Have you surnamed yourself Israel? You can see it in Romans 9. Are you a vessel of mercy? Oh, yes, you are, saint. Have you surnamed yourself Israel? Have you been born again? Then you're free to surname yourself, and you should surname yourself Israel. That's what the family of God is called. God's great name, God's holy name. Oh, hallelujah. That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Even us, yes. Whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Glory to God. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. That's for sure. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. You see, we go from faith to faith. We go from glory to glory. And that's what sanctification is all about, brethren. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. No, no, no. We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. And we do not walk in craftiness. We do not handle the word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth. What is the truth? The word of God. But by manifestation of the truth. And that's why all you're going to hear in here is the word of God. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. Don't do that. Oh, brethren, if God is no respecter of persons, how dare we be? So, brethren, don't have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthy, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. And if it's not true, it cannot be pure. So forget about the rest of it. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now if it's true, it's pure. And then, after we know it's true, then it's pure, then it is peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Oh, Jesus prayed for us. Oh, hallelujah. Study that prayer he prayed in John 17. Where he said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Oh yeah, it was glorious, the things that Jesus did. And he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. And he prayed to the Father, and he said, "The glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I would that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am." Oh, saints, we can have access to where he is. "That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. "For I reckon," yeah, "I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory to God.